Hi there, I'm here with Thomas Lewis, HTML5 evangelist from Microsoft and Corp. Thomas, great to have you here in New Zealand.
I'm glad to be here. It was a long trip, but well worth it.
First time down in the country?
Yes, actually. So I was really excited because, everyone, unfortunately, they think of New Zealand as just this beautiful place and tons of hobbits, and I've yet to see a hobbit yet. So.
There were a few people with capes at the party last night.
Though. Yes. I saw a lot of people with capes heading in one direction, and I was like, oh, that must be the party.
So HTML5 evangelist, yeah. It's a new role, is it?
A new role for me. So about, I would say this January, I took on this new role, and it's kind of HTML5 and as well as IE and some other things. But primarily what I'm focused on is talking to people about HTML5 because, as you know, kind of everyone's trying to figure out, well, what do we do? You know, this HTML5, I keep hearing the buzzword. What does it mean? What does it mean for my business? As well as, how do I just even get started in learning this stuff? Because, these are all kind of new things, and the technology is just really fast.
I went along to both of your sessions, the one yesterday afternoon and the graveyard one at first thing this morning after the party. It was great to see a lot of people in the room and a lot of people really getting enrolled in what you were saying. And I talked to some people afterwards, and I think the feeling is that there's a lot of interest in HTML5, but there's also a lot of people who don't have the privilege or the opportunity to do it in their work with it in their day jobs, mm-hmm. or understand it right now. So if people are in that boat of working on web development or working on front-end design, they can see HTML5 coming and they're wanting to embrace it, how do they get started?
Well, I think first off is to not think of HTML5 as this big, huge, monolithic thing. Because I think what happens a lot of times is people get a little scared because they're like, oh, I've got enough to learn on my day job stuff, and now I have to learn this brand new thing. HTML5 is sort of this iterative thing built on HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. So if you sort of have those fundamentals in place, that's good. But if you don't, there's so many good books and material out there and trainings that are out there that you can get up to speed fairly quickly. Then what I tell people to do is kind of find what your interest is. So if you're more design oriented, look at the new CSS3 features that are there. If you're interested in video and audio, take a look at those tags and start playing around with them. And the good thing about all of this stuff is that it's not sort of a switch, right? It's not where you take the engine out of the car, you put it in a totally different car. You are kind of doing it pieces at a time. So you can start by simply kind of changing this thing here, there, maybe style something different, maybe use a media query over here, and you just make those small incremental steps and you're pretty much doing HTML5.
Cool. You mentioned some books. Are there any that you recommend specifically?
Probably one of my favorite, and again, I don't get paid for it, but maybe I should because I just keep telling people about it, is one called Stunning CSS3, and it's by this young lady named Zoe. And I love the book because it's not one of sort of those traditional books where it's just kind of a regurgitation of the help file. It's someone who's kind of thought through not only, hey, here's this new technology, but here's how we're going to apply it in sort of a real world scenario. So that book is probably, I would say, one of my favorite books. There's another interesting book for people who are sort of getting into the JavaScript world, because a lot of people have been used to using, C#, F#, Ruby, whatever, and they're kind of coming to JavaScript kind of new. And the nice thing about this Eloquent JavaScript is it sort of says, you're starting new, but here's kind of a real in-depth analysis of JavaScript, how to use it, without kind of spending way too much time on the fundamentals.
So what was that book?
Eloquent JavaScript.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Thomas. It's good to have you down.
Oh, thank you.
And have a good trip to Australia.
Oh, will do.
See you at Build.
Yes.